Minister of the Week, Lucas Spanakopita Hopman Papadopoulos. French President François Hollande. And me, Angela Merkel.
Hit it.
We won't tell Greeks how they should run their lives, but you cannot retire when you are 25.
We're all in danger, we must make a deal.
It's quite ironic that Greece is the squeaky wheel.
Greece is the worst.
Greece is the worst, is the worst, is the worst.
But now the euro is in trouble and they like to blame the Greeks.
Keep talking, roll, keep talking.
An economic bubble cause we work 10-hour weeks.
We'll keep their money, you bet we'll keep their money.
We'll send gifts to show remorse.
Not another Trojan horse.
Here's another way to go.
Charge a grand for each gyro.
Greece is frightening. Oh, Greece is frightening. You're wondering what the Greeks are doing.
Greece frightening, oh, Greece frightening.
Oh, Greece is frightening. We've always had a thing for ruins.
Greece frightening, oh, Greece frightening.
We are a real Achilles heel. Oh, Greece is frightening.
Mein heart is saying full of the gas. As head of state, I should let go.
Be rude to them. That's just what I intend to do.
We're hopelessly devalued, it's true.
Summer days looking so lean.
Spending days beyond their means.
We just don't know what to do.
I'd surrender if I were you.
There's no doubt we should not bail you out, but oh, maybe China might.
Well, tell me more, tell me more.
Here's the best thing to do.
Tell me more, tell me more.
How about talking to who?
Who?
The Chinese guy.
China could save us for sure.
Within an hour, you'll be hungry for more.
China could give Greece a start. They could build a great Walmart.
Someone sane would not save us again. But we think China
in February, Pope Benedict gave his 2 weeks' notice. He said he had enjoyed being Pope, but felt that there was no room for advancement. Fortunately, it wasn't long before a new pontiff spoke to the crowds in Vatican City.
Becoming a pope. The conclave is dull and takes way too long. But then you look up and see the white smoke drifting west. Then you're elected, and suddenly the press wants to know where you're from. They're asking you questions all day, things like, what soccer team do you like best? Don't cry, I'm from Argentina. But still I speak great Italian.
I can say buongiorno or buenos dias. I use these greetings when I am tweeting. Yes, I am from Argentina, and yes, this Pope is a Catholic. I don't use chauffeurs, I wear cheap loafers. I shop at Payless. I don't mind gayness. As a man of the year on Time's front cover, I'll be seen. So my first miracle you'll hear is people still buy magazines.
In March, the Congress failed to stop the budget cuts known as sequestration. With the deadline approaching, the Capitol steps gathered some of the top-ranking Democrats and Republicans. Please welcome Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. Senator Mitch McConnell. And the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Barbara Mikulski.
We have looked for common ground, and each person says as if.
So once again, we threw the country off a fiscal cliff.
If we can't get it together on this economic mess,
we just might miss our next recess.
Now we can't reach an agreement on how to fix this economic disaster. So what would you do? Since it seems that each and every one of us here has the brains and maturity of Honey Boo Boo.
So we need someone to blame somewhere in the world.
Don't you pin the blame on me. I've done nothing.
Yes, I agree.
Why we passed the sequestration, why did we force our own hand?
Since we could not meet our deadlines, there were cuts throughout the land.
And the middle class have lost their tax breaks just like we all fear.
Thank goodness we aren't up this year.
I don't see any way around this problem, it's an enormous fiscal hurdle. But it makes sense that things always progress slowly when you consider Mitch McConnell looks exactly like a turtle.
So we'll pass legislation today to take at least one problem away to make sure they cannot sequester our pay.
Throughout 2013, whenever something frightening happened, the president addressed the nation.
Hello. I'm Barack Obama, and I'm here to speak directly to you, the American people. Now, the first thing that I want to say is, don't worry. I'm okay. Even though they recently arrested someone for attempting to send me poison, apparently, that person thought that I opened my own mail. But to be honest, I don't. In fact, I didn't even know that the Postal Service was still in business. Now, as you know, I nominated John Kerry as my new Secretary of State. I selected John Kerry because, as you know, I believe in the extended use of drones. And of course, he turned out to be a brilliant negotiator. Please welcome Secretary of State John Kerry.
Thank you. As you can see, I'm thrilled to be here. As you know, we recently reached an historic nuclear agreement with the Republic of Iran. It was a very difficult situation, but I was able to persevere and work it out due to my charisma. And of course, I'm very excited to tell you about it. Sometimes it's hard to be John Kerry. People say, John, why the long face? But I'll control a big Ayatollah who wants to win a weapons race. 'Cause if you love him, you'll forgive him. Sure, they want nukes, I understand. And they'll say, thanks, John, if I lift sanctions. That's why I've got a brand new plan. Stand by Iran. Give them some arms to cling to, though some folks tell me not to, like Bibi Netanyahu. Here's my next plan to end the nuclear option till Harry Reid stop using them on Republicans. Thank you.
Meanwhile, overseas, the new leader of North Korea was scaring South Korea by threatening to send either a nuclear missile or a Carnival cruise ship. But he blamed it all on a terrible childhood. Years and years ago, in a land far away known as North Korea, a child was born to a famous family, and there was great excitement throughout the land. Here is his story. A child was born and he gave a thrill. He was born to a man named Kim Jong-il.
Of my son, though he wasn't planned, he was born with a silver nuke in his hand. And my son grew up and he said to me,
I wanna be like you, Dad. I wanna be just like you.
A little brat since the cradle, that is Kim Jong-un.
Can I start a war?
Sure, someday soon.
When will I be president?
I don't know when, but you'll have a good time then, son.
Gonna have a good time then.
What if I want to nuke them all, but my uncle said I have to be this tall?
If he does that, treason is a crime. You should accidentally shoot him 20 times.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see,
my son is just like me.
This nut didn't fall far from the tree.
Eating cats is a fable that is just unfair.
But I have used many cats to groom my hair.
Our family is unstable,
that much is plain.
Our reputation will regain, Dad,
when Dennis Rodman says we're sane.
Thank you!
Buenas noches, buenas noches, everyone. I am Enrique Peña Nieto, the president of Mexico. I am here to support immigration legislation that will be before your Congress because it is my dream one day to immigrate to your country and take the job of your president. And I guarantee you I will do twice the work for hefty pay. Hmm? Will there be drawbacks to having me live in the Casablanca? Certainly. 17 of my cousins will be living in the Oval Office. However,
the rose garden will look immaculate.
Now, one of the components of the proposed legislation, of course, is to permanently seal the borders between our two lands by building a 12-foot fence. I am in favor of this. Mostly because I own a factory that makes 13-foot ladders. Now, you will note that I am very dashing. This is true. However, I am not nearly as dashing as your own American senator and friend of immigration reform, Marco Rubio. Ah. Marco Rubio is the leader of an immigration committee called the Gang of Eight. Not like a Mexican gang, far more insidious. A gang of American politicians. And Marco Rubio is their muy caliente comandante!
I'm in a sweet position. Fat cats and galapagos. I've got a premonition. I'm going to score a goal.
Check out his legislation. He has a clever plan. A Telemundo station is going to buy C-SPAN.
To take the path to citizenship, I'll take a stand.
We have a path we've used for years for getting to your land.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the Rio Grande.
Come on, outside, inside, out. Live in La Vida, Marco. There can be no doubt. We're following the lead of Marco. Soon the world will show that I have a certain sparkle.
That's right. We'll push this bill out.
Obama can veto Marco.
That's right. Live in La Vida, Marco.
Yeah.
Live in La Vida, Marco. Now you have to meet my nephew, Juan.
Hola.
Yeah, Juan. Hey, good to see you. Now, Juan came here to meet his hero, Marco Rubio. But you cannot send Juan back to Mexico. He loves it here. He loves America. He loves Americans. He loves to do the things Americans do, like talk on their Samsungs and drive their Toyotas. American things. Besides, let's face it, you can't send all of us back. No one wants a salad that costs $500, huh?
Juan, we are in a thicket. Because we like our food real cheap.
Juan, if he doesn't pick it, a grape costs more than a Jeep.
Give us your masses of huddled and poor who yearn.
I can breathe free, which is good, getting what I earn.
One thing that we agree on, if we build a border fence, builders in U.S. will cost a ton,
son.
Since we face the biggest fence here,
who will have to build a fence here?
Guys like one.
That's me.
Hello, I am Russian President Vladimir Putin, here to welcome myself. As you know, U.S.-Russian relations have been skating on thick ice lately. In 2013, your Secretary of State, John Kerry, had a meeting with my negotiator in Geneva. I would have gone personally, but I could not make it because I got snowed in. I think I will have that joke writer exiled. Anyway, I hear that your American politicians are very fond of song and dance. So now, I will do a great Russian tune for you, performed by me, Vladimir Putin! My name's Vlad, I back Assad. You want to bomb, but I stay calm and send warships. Putin on a blitz. U.S. force, you must assert. Don't make me take off my shirt. You say tisk tisk. Putin is a risk. With Obama wanting to bomb Syria, our friendship is colder than Siberia. Hey, I don't fear ya. plan to stop this threat makes me jump up and say, "Niet!" Just like the Brits, I give Obama fits. We are matching wits. Putin never quits. I'm putting on a blitz.
In August of 2013, Edward Snowden was hiding overseas. The Capitol steps sent our own private detective to investigate.
I am the private detective. My father named me Hugh. My mother named me Jim. Last name Bissell. So people call me Hugh Jimbissell. Times were tough. The recession hit me hard. I was working less than Paula Deen during Black History Month. How about I was working less than a West Virginia tooth fairy? I got that joke from Rand Paul. He got it from Wikipedia. Thank you to the 9 people who got that reference. I couldn't find any work. I was tired. I was dragging. One night I came home and I was moving slower than a Duck Dynasty float at a gay pride parade. I was so sleepy. I hit the couch like a Letterman intern looking for a raise. No, 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 no. That joke's too far, but the Duck Dynasty joke is fine. Is that... Okay. As tired as I was, I just couldn't sleep. So I turned on the TV. I didn't feel like watching the news, so I watched Fox. Tell me how you really feel. And just as I was falling asleep, just as I was drifting off into dreamland, the phone rang. Someone had a job for me. I was being asked to hunt down and bring back to justice whistleblower Edward Snowden. Snowden was on the lam. I could relate. I was on the lam once, until that farmer got the restraining order. Yes, that joke was bad. The client wanted to know how long it would take me to find Snowden and bring him back to justice. I thought only an idiot would answer this question. So I told him 3 weeks. My sources told me that Snowden was in Russia, so it was time for me to go to work. I packed a bag and booked my flight from JFK to LaGuardia. And it was a Southwest flight, so I had to connect through Boise, Honolulu, Phoenix, Seattle, Milwaukee, Tampa, and Newark. But eventually I flew direct to Moscow. I went right to the Kremlin, figured I could sort the whole thing out, and they told me to get the hell out of their country. Couldn't figure out why, and then I remembered, Vladimir Putin hates my guts. Putin's been on the news a lot lately, but you may not know, he's getting a divorce, and I'm the reason. See, I slept with his wife. She wanted a man that wasn't always Russian. Are you with me, ladies? Putin told me to leave or he'd chop off my head, so I figured I should. I talked to my main man, Manny. Manny told me that even though Snowden had been granted asylum and a cushy new job there in Russia, he's not going to want to stay there very long. It gets cold in Russia. The winters in Russia are colder than Ann Coulter stamping passports at the Mexican border. Snowden's gonna want to get someplace warm, someplace tropical, someplace perhaps like Cuba. But I wouldn't be able to track him there, because I have an extreme fear of both bays and pigs. Snowden might also try to make his way to Latin America, but I couldn't track him there either, because I don't speak Latin. I realized that my mission was pointless. I was never going to get him, so I decided to go home. And while I was sitting there on my flight back to the U.S., I was reading an article about how 90% of Americans were dissatisfied with the job being done by Congress. And that's when I realized my next investigation. I was going to figure out what the hell was wrong with the other 10%.
Now pause for 30 seconds so that any stations who want to admit that they are running the Capital Steps special can identify themselves.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from these business partners: A-Plus Farms Limited, Pine Village; Prairie Ridge Farms Incorporated, Allerton; Birch Tree Counseling and Consulting, LLC, Champaign; and Michael Walker Consulting, Urbana. These business partners join the Friends of WILL in making great programs possible. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the world of politics, in the fall of 2013, New York City had two of the funniest races in the history of the world. And actually, let me try that one more time. Jadies and Lentilmen, in the pearl of Wallatics. Yank through. In the tall of 2013, you, Nork City, had two of the runniest faces in the history of the world. Just whip your flirts, it'll start to make a lot more sense. Unork, the Ig Babble. Unork, scry scapers where you can pee into Pennsylvania. Unork, the East. Well, I was going to say Shining City, but I think I'll let you do that one at home. I'm not going to go into that here. Unork, Stanky Yadium, Schweffeo Farts. It's awfully busy at Schweffeo Farts at this time of the year, actually. And also, Yast Lear, poo of the stupidest politicians ever. Not ton, but woo. Now, the first of the Unorkers who was feeking our forgiveness just so he could get Lee erected was Spelliot Itzer. He was cunning for Rump Troller. You might remember Spelliot Itzer. Used to be he was the state's cop top. Till he got caught hanging all the bookers. Yep. Supposed to be upholding the prostitution, was really upholding the Constitution. Of course, he jossed his lob. And he said, "I know I have run dong." Well, Joe Noak there, huh? Yeah, I say spoo-bad titter. You wanted to be a chiro, you ended up a hump. I don't even know how he thought he was going to wet a gay with that one, frankly. The other Unorker who was trying to link back into the slime light was ex-Congressman Anthony Weiner. Notice I'm not flipping his name. It is perfect just the way it is. Now, Anthony Weiner, he got into Trig Bubble. Why? He fuck a toto. Actually, he fuck a toto, then he went and pittered his tweenus. Oh, he claimed his hitter had been twacked. But City Prune, he had to fess up, lay all his tards on the cable. He went on all of the Monday sorting shock toes. You know, things like press the meat. And he said, "I cannot lelatai who peter their tweeter. It was I." And I think for everyone when I say, "Yo, Wiener, no one needs a pap shot of your snackage, okay?" And then Wings got even theater. Decided to throw his rat into the hing for the mayor of Unork. Fortunately, at the very same time, he was doing an awful lot of texty sexting. Under his nake fame, Carlos Danger. I'm not flipping that either. It's also perfect. You know, it seems clitty prayer to me, Jadison Lennon. That, that Spelly and Itzer and Anthony Weiner, they're not very Geis and Eyes, even though they are sublic pervents. But they should have at least have Ken Bearful. That's, I mean, is that all too much to ask? These days, if you're in the oblic pie, key Bearful. Sure, today, you know, we're your friggis bands. We're your figgis bands. We are veering all of your chicteries. But tomorrow, my friend, we are getting out the far and the tether and the fitchporks. Because that's how it works here in America. Flame is feeding. The pest is pricky. And the fublic is awfully pickle. Yanku!
In September of 2013, we headed for a budget showdown. The good news is it knocked Miley Cyrus off the front pages. The bad news is we found the political version of twerking. And it was brought to us by Senator Ted Cruz.
I used to be a quiet man, oh, in bed at 9 each night. An hour was the longest that I could stand. I used to get along with everyone, but the times have changed. The more I say, the less our work gets done. 'Cause I live and breathe this filibustering freedom. From the day that I was born, I've waved the flag. Filibustering freedom, let me talk ad nauseam. You all watch while I red, green, eggs, and ham. If I choose to, I'll stand anywhere. Some people just like sitting. And Clint Eastwood, he preferred an empty chair. Though I'm getting queasy and my feet start to ache, I'm focused on a bigger fact. I really need a bathroom break. But I still believe in filibustering freedom. And I shut the government down, as you can see. Sending non-essential workers home, but it could be that the really non-essential one is me. Ted Cruz!
Hello there, I am Daryl Issa, Congressman and Chairman of the House of Government Reform Committee. And, you know, while Ted Cruz was wasting his time filibustering in the Senate, I am here doing the work of the people, trying to get to the bottom of the attacks on our consulate in Libya. And to that end, please welcome to this hearing the White House Press Secretary, Mr. Jay Carney. I have a question for Jay Carney. As the spokesman, tell us please, although the facts we are still sorting, many people are reporting that Benghazi you're distorting, and it had nothing to do with some anti-Islam video. It's clear Obama knew. Now the truth is out, what are you gonna do?
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie.
Oh, Hillary Clinton, what are you doing here?
Hello, boys. I just wanted to see how this little hearing thing was going. Here's a question, Mr. Issa. Raise your hand and tell us, please. You were calling us all liars, but my polls keep going higher. To the White House I aspire.
Yeah, but this had nothing to do with the next White House election.
Audience, do you think that's true? You sing lie, lie, lie if it's me he's trying to screw. Here we go. Lie, lie, lie. Lie, lie, lie.
At least the truth is on my side.
What a lie, lie, lie.
Hello? Barack Obama again. Now, of course, on October 1st, the government did actually shut down. And personally, I was cool with it. I was able to get a few days off. And I had the entire last season of Breaking Bad set on my DVR. So I had time to watch that while this was going on.
Well, we members of the Tea Party are sick of how we got pushed around now.
Round now, got pushed around.
If we increase the debt ceiling in red ink, we're going to drown now.
Drown now, going to drown.
So we tried to make a deal and then you saw us shut the government down now.
Down now, government down.
And we'll defund,
fund, fund.
Till Obamacare is taken away.
Defund, fund, till Obamacare is taken.
We were blackmailing D.C. with our brand of populist insurrection.
Rection, populist wreck.
If Obamacare helps poor people, that interferes with natural selection.
Rection, natural wreck.
But we're cheered by Democrats across the aisle who have midterm elections.
Elections, midterm elections.
And we'll have
fun, fun, fun.
Putting slogans on our t-shirts today.
Fun, fun, fun. Putting slogans on our t-shirts.
Wee, woo.
Are we just cry babies? We're gonna find out.
So we're gonna fight against a bigger government. Yes, that is our mission.
Mission, that is our mission.
Health insurance that's affordable to millions needs our strong opposition.
Position, strong opposition.
In the Tea Party, stupidity is called a pre-existing condition.
Mission, existing condition.
And we'll
defund, fund, fund.
As we tell the same old story.
Shun, shun, shun.
Big government for glory.
Fund, fund, fund.
Till we shut down the whole U.S. of A.
Okay. And then I, Barack Obama, had to admit I might have said something like, if you like the crappy health care plan you have, you can keep the crappy health care plan you have. So I need to apologize to you, the American people. But I'd like everyone to focus on one thing. The mayor of Toronto has done far worse stuff than I have. Besides, my administration announced the creation of over 100,000 new jobs in November alone. Of course, all those jobs were in tech support for healthcare.gov.
I was really excited to find out that I was going to be able to get health insurance because of Obamacare. Well, there's just one little problem. What's that error code? This site isn't fast. Should I scream and shout something really crass? How did I get as stuck as this? Oh, what's that hourglass? I don't know how to log in. Where to start? It keeps clogging, this darn thing, still buffering. In these past few days, I've grown sick of the site healthcare.gov. this sight has stopped me in my tracks. It might be quicker to apply by facts. Should I call support? Is my info gone? Should I click refresh? Turn it off, then on? Why can't this site work half as fast as Amazon.com? Don't you think it's rather funny with my pre-existing conditions? With each click I get more sick, and so now I'm trying the 800 line.
Thank you for calling Obamacare. Your call is somewhat important to us. My name is Kevin. And you have reached our call center in Dallas. If you're having a heart attack, press 1. All other calls, stay on the line until your condition goes away on its own.
Well, now I'm cured, all right. I died last night.
In November, the Senate Democrats passed what's now known as the nuclear option, which is actually just a change in the Senate rules, but still almost the same as a nuclear bomb. Anyway, right afterwards, Mitch McConnell requested a secret meeting with Harry Reid.
Harry, things are bad. You shouldn't have used the nuclear option in the Senate.
But we were getting desperate. We were getting absolutely nothing done, and the American people were starting to notice.
Things are really bad. Congress's approval ratings are at an all-time low.
But have you noticed? Support for same-sex marriage is at an all-time high.
It's like the only way we're ever going to improve our approval ratings would be if we were to... Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, Mitch.
And now, the end is here. Folks have lost hope. Our polls are scary. So, dear, I think it's clear we should elope and go get married. Our re-election chance we can enhance. And that's why I say, since we're both guys, our polls will rise. Once you are my gay.
Oh, wow. This is just great. This clever switch that you are hatching. But now we must debate which one will pitch and who is catching.
I think I am the man, but that could change. As politicians, sex won't grow stale since we don't fail to switch positions. So this is our plan. It's worth a try to now be bi.
Guys and guys, don't filibuster our next kiss. 'Cause with a crazy love like this, there's no debate, since we're both straight. It's really not gay.
And in December, Fox News was on a roll. First, they got upset about Nelson Mandela's memorial service and all the foreign communists who shook hands, like Raul Castro and President Obama. But soon, Megyn Kelly got upset about a more important issue.
I'm dreaming of a white Santa, just like the ones from yesterday, with his pink cheeks glistening and pale ears listening and brown guys to pull his sleigh. Oh, no, 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 no. It's okay because it's the deer. I meant the reindeer are brown. I'm dreaming of a white Santa, one that won't give a girl a fright, with his skin so milky and bright. He is just like Jesus, who's white.
My second story. Yeah, you gotta get Brack and Pactus here. We gotta yap up the rear, all right? My second story, JDs and Lentlemen. Let's see, just what have we learned? Well, let's see. Maybe we've learned that the more Chings Thange, the more they say the same. For instance, the Sapital Caps, we have been pocking molitics for yurty theers now. When we stirst farted, in office was resident pagan. And now, of course, we have Obama. He's already in this skig bandle, you know, featuring the NSA, or pardon me, the ASN. It appears that the ASN has been spying on Lauren Feeders, other steads of hate. That's right, they've been listening in on the Fresidenta Prance. They've been dreaves-opping on Mangala Urkel. They've been pooping on Snootin. They've even been brapping the tittish. Oh, they got their 20s in a pissed about that one. The mime prinister said, I say, I was just boning an old fuddy. There's the hang, though. This all harkens back to the days of Dickie Trick. You might remember him, better known, I guess, as Nesident Prickson. Just another in a long line of poopid stolititians. But fortunately, there seems to be no sign of sowing with them. I mean, heck, even if we run out of public figures here in the good old AS of U, it seems other nations are ready to slick up the pack. For instance, we spent the past few months being entertained, enfoying the joybles, as it were, of the Tayor of Moronto. Fob roared. I guess if you're the Tayor of Moronto, that makes you the head moron. That would make sense. You have to take the bud with the gad on the Hunwand with him. It does seem like he's a mammaly fan. That's right, he likes to heat at Ohm. Thinks his wife is a pasty little tasty. On the other hand, he does like to croak a lot of smack. So, but, I will say this, only when he's in a stunken drooper. This might be my favorite foy by any politician ever. I think every pilty galatician who, you know, gets caught with his ants around his pankles or his tingers in the fill or croaking smack or anything really should try this. Hey, McCain, why'd you pick parasailing? Well, I was skunk as a drunk. Clill Benton, why did you sleep with Jollapones? Hey, man, after a couple of meters of lick-a-lobe, she seemed like a pretty assy piece of class. What can I say? What a terrible thing to say. Oh. So, Jadison Littleman, the fact is there will always be somebody who wants to rend the bulls, who wants to do a little litten on the Hades, or just outright lakes the bra. And that is a thud gang for us, because let's face it, we wouldn't have a pickle in our knockets if it wasn't for people pooing the scrooge. That's why we want to thank you from the bottom of our barts, because, you know, we couldn't write these vips without you scroters. That's why you're the very embodiment of the American lay of wife. Yay!
Radio show was taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, with thanks to the Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, were Jenny Corbett, Kevin Corbett, Corey Harris, Jack Rolls, Mike Tilford, and me, Dolores King-Williams, all accompanied by the fabulous Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our technical crew, Greg Hammond, Andy Foss, and Paul Tompros, sound engineer Jim Smith, and Press Secretary General Bill Hurd. The Capital Steps' latest CD is called Fiscal Shades of Gray. Check our website for information on this and all the Capital Steps CDs. Just go to CapitalSteps.com for all the details. We're looking for friends on Facebook. And if you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Reagan Building. Thanks for listening.